Tony, is frustration about the right word?
Yeah, a bit of frustration, I think. Disappointment. Disappointed with the care, really, with the ball that we needed to take second half to get it into some goal-scoring positions and then taking care to finish it off. I said at half-time, you've got 45 minutes to score a goal at home against, respect Wimbledon. And so disappointment, frustration, all of them sort of things you mentioned, that we couldn't score a goal at home, even though we had enough pressure and enough ball around the edge of their box. Thought we lost a little bit of composure in the last 20 minutes, went too direct into Danny, didn't get it wide, get it to Harry and get it out wide to Dominic and put the balls in the box, flood the box with players. It's things we've worked on this week, and yet, as I say, when it came to the crux, we didn't manage to get the job done.
Goal came against the run of play, didn't it? You'd started nice and bright. Samuel brought a save from the keeper in the first minute.
Yeah, I think the first 5 minutes they looked a little bit like rabbit in the headlights, really. I think it was a big stadium for them, big arena. I thought we should have capitalised on that. I thought we started really bright and then sort of dulled off a little bit, I think. Allowed them to get in front, and then from that point on, they made life difficult. They filled the middle of the pitch. It was really hard to play through them. We did create enough chances to have scored a goal or two today, but we never took them. We weren't ultimately clinical enough with the final pass and the finish.
I have to say, the goalkeeper's save from Bradley Dack with a deflection as well. That's some save, isn't it?
I don't know. I from where I sit, he's got to score. It's I don't know whether it's some save or it's a bad miss. Bradley's had a few chances with his head as middle of the six-yard box. I think back to even Southend opening day, he's got a free header in the six-yard box. He's got to score. It's a part of his game that he's going to have to improve on, I think. He is very technical footballer, Bradley. Works really hard on his finishing and training every day, but maybe we need to do some more work with his heading, because I think their chances, I think Samuel had one first half as well, sort of free header that he put over the top from a great cross from the left. One of them days where the chances sort of came and went and the clock kept ticking, and I'd have to say, without getting into trouble, I thought the officials had a really, really poor day, and it wasn't for us. It was just frustration ultimately, as you said at the beginning.
It was anyone's guess how long would be added on at the end, wasn't it, due to how much the play was truncated in that second half?
Yeah, well, that's football. You have to accept that. I said to the lads at half-time that they're going to go down. There's going to be time wasted. It's part of football. They're going to slow the game down when they can. You just want a bit of help sometimes from the officials, more streetwise. But we didn't get that today, and we have to deal with it. And I'm pretty conscious of not making the officials as the excuse why we didn't score, because we had enough chances to score, but we didn't take them.
Craig Conway, you lost in the first half, Tony. Is it a recurrence of what happened?
Yeah, I'm a bit frustrated with that, to be honest. It's we didn't really need at home against Wimbledon to risk him. There's a big fixture next week away at Shrewsbury, who've won 7 out of 8 now, and there's a test for us, which it's maybe wouldn't have needed to risk Craig today, and yet we were under the impression he was fine and got on with it, and ultimately half an hour into the game he wasn't, so it's a bit disappointing, but we'll see how he is and see how he goes through next week.
Just please, you've got a free week now to prepare without a Tuesday game.
Yeah, I suppose so. And yet, I think we have to deal with the fixture list as it is. You can't 1 week say, God, it's tough to play 3 games a week and then mourn if it's, I personally wouldn't mind another game midweek. But, it gives us an opportunity to look at Shrewsbury, who've obviously doing something very, very well this year, unbeaten in 8, 1-7. But to go there and try and be the first team to win there would be a good feather in the cap for us and give us some confidence moving forward.